back here on Jared the Boss Man Show. We're here with Lehigh Mountain Hawks head coach Brett Reed with us. Coach Reed, how's this going up there in Pennsylvania for you guys today?
You know what? It's going pretty well. We've got less than a week before the start of our first game, so we're excited about that. We got a lot of work to do, but we've got a pretty decent team coming back, and we've got a program that's had a lot of pride and has won a lot of games.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, you head into year 13 leading the Mountain Hawks. What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment since you took over the program full-time as the head man in 2007?
Well, I'm really proud of bringing a level of credibility to this program. You know, we've had some pretty strong moments over the course of history with some teams that were pretty good. But overall, I think we've elevated where our program status is, that we're consistently in championship contention. And that's a great experience for our student-athletes. And it gives them something, even our alums, to be proud of. That, combined with, you know, the success that our graduates are having in their lives after basketball, is really key. But, you know, it's also cool to be part of one of the biggest upsets in all of college basketball, and that's beating Duke in the NCAA tournament, a great Duke team. And, you know, it's fun to have your team compete at a national level and do so well.
Yes, indeed. I do remember that when you guys upset Duke. I was very happy for you guys doing that because, you know, down here we don't like we're not Duke fans down here in the ATL, as you probably can imagine.
No, I completely understand. There's, you know, it was funny. Our game was in North Carolina, and you would think, oh, well, there's a lot of Lehigh contingency there. Duke contingency there. But, you know, interestingly enough, there were a lot of Carolina fans. So to some degree, when we started getting it going a little bit, all those Carolina fans jumped on board too.
Yes, indeed. I do remember that very well, watching it there on TBS there. Now, Coach, you're coming off of a 21-6 season last year. So what did you all prioritize this offseason to try to get to the NCAA tournament again, punch that ticket this year, and be better and peak right there when it's time for that Petro League tournament to come around there?
Yeah, you know what? That's one of our goals. We want to be there. We want to be playing in March and represent the Patriot League in the tournament. You know, this last year we could really shoot the ball well. We led the country in three-point percentage, and we had a lot of guys that really wanted to fill it up, and they did a good job. This year I think we're a little bit more complete. We have a little bit better length and athleticism, a little bit more versatility with what we do and how we're going to attack the game. We're going to rely on some people stepping up into bigger roles and even some younger players that kind of have to produce on the college level, even though they've been a little bit unproven. But I think that they've got the skill sets, and they're already kind of showing that they can do that in our preseason practices. So I think we'll be a little bit different than we were last year, where we won 20 games. I think that was the second time in 3 years that we were able to do that, which is a nice milestone and a nice little plateau for a college basketball program, particularly on the mid-major level that goes on the road a lot and plays games versus having all their games at home. So I hope that we can build on our unselfishness and our skill level, but also add a little bit more elements of defense and toughness that will make us just overall a better team.
And speaking of building, Coach, who are some young men this offseason you want to highlight for our listening audience who really has improved over the spring, summer, and early fall this year? What was their strength, their skill on the court, their just awareness and their readiness to play this year? Because I know for coaches that spring to this early part before November kicks off is about skill and player development. So what are some guys who stood out to you so far? It's really June on highlight for our fans out here listening.
Well, it's really interesting. We got a player that's pretty dynamic and showed some major flashes of what you're talking about, Jordan Cohen. He's a senior this year, and now he's like kind of poised. It's not so much that it was really a big development of his skill. I just think there's like the understanding, like, hey, I'm a senior. This is my team. I can step forward, and his production has been great. And I think that kind of comes with the confidence and the sense of understanding, like, you know what, I'm established and it's time for me to lead. Another player that really had a great spring for us is Jamarrell Wilson, who's a sophomore. He's like a 6'7" kind of swing player, and he's really made kind of a major leap and a major development in skill level. And when he's on, he looks pretty good. And then obviously we've got another returning player who's been really good for us, and that's James Karnick. You know, James is a center. He's been kind of like a workman-like type of player for us in his first 2 years within our program. He'd rebound the ball well. He played really hard. He could finish above the rim. And he just played with a toughness and an urgency to him, which was awesome Now he's getting a little bit more skilled. He's making a few more plays for his teammates passing out of the post or even in drive and kick or dribble handoff situations on the perimeter. So, you know, those guys have taken some steps, and I'm really proud of it.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, also, I feel like with the success you had, the sustained success you had at Lehigh, that you're more of a national brand. Just up to say, Duke, people can know Lehigh. Oh, well, I remember that school. They beat Duke. They win constantly in the Patriot League. So I feel like you can recruit guys outside of Pennsylvania now, too, that just really want that really fits your mold, whether it be a grad transfer or a transfer that needs to sit one and then play one or two, a JUCO guy, a prep school guy, international guy, or fly out high school, seeing what you want to see develop in year 3 and 4, that when they get stronger and better and learn the game a little bit more.
Well, I appreciate your recognition of the program strength. And you know, if that is resonating with people who kind of observe college basketball, that's really cool for a guy who's trying to put his effort into a program and continue to build it. So, you know, that's kind of music to my ears. But yeah, you know what? I think it's nice because it complements what is a great academic profile of Lehigh University. Lehigh is one of the top academic schools in the entire country. And the benefits we can provide for our graduates, the way in which they're prepared, is fantastic. So when you have a good basketball brand and you have a great school and you can merge those two things together, like you said, you can draw kids from a lot of different areas, a lot of different parts of the country that want to have that best of both worlds, a great degree and a strong basketball program, a chance to win and, you know, be a part of something special.
And, Coach, I'll try to encourage young men down here in Georgia to look outside of Georgia, because I feel like you become a man more. You can grow more as a person if you go outside of state of Georgia and do that. For me, I'm from Florida. I went to school in Tennessee for a reason. I wanted to grow. I wanted to become better. I wanted to learn on my own and trial and error, kind of become more of a man. Let my coach mold me into a man. I feel like a coach like yourself, a lot of coaches around in the country, if a young man leaves home and trusts that coach, helped him become a better husband, father, lawyer, business person. Because once the shoes are hung up, you go into the game of life. You got to be prepared the right way. I feel like you get more out of it if you're away from home and having to go through adversity away from home and grow and become stronger. And when you come back, you are a better man for it afterwards.
Well, the college years are a great developmental time. People have a chance to leave home, experience new things, start to try on their own identity and live into personal responsibility. When you have to do that further away from home, like, you got to grow up a little bit more quickly than somebody who can come home or have mom and dad do their laundry, you know, every single weekend. Like, you've got some experiences that are going to prepare you for the next phase of your life. And, you know, it's interesting. If you look at our roster, we've got guys from all over the country. So it's not abnormal for us to have guys from the South or the West Coast. And then they come in and, you know what, they got to figure things out. But they have a lot of people here, including our coaching staff, but certainly well beyond that, that really want to see them be successful. They want to be invested into their academic performance and success, even professors. And just across the board, there's a lot of people who care. And when you combine the opportunity for growth and an environment that really nurtures and encourages you to grow, that's where young men and young women, you know, at least at Lehigh, really take big steps and spread their wings, and they prepare themselves for their future, and they're ready to fly and soar.
You got that right, Coach. You may mention it a little briefly, but looking at your schedule outside of the Patriot League schedule, which is very tough if you ask me, you have some high major road games at Virginia Tech, right down the road from me at Auburn. Also, you have some quality mid-major matchups as well. So what does getting to play these games do for the Lehigh brand? You guys kind of talked about recruiting-wise. I feel like it really helps the brand as well. But in your mind, what does it do for the brand and do for your team as you get ready to jump into the Patriot League play, which is very tough as well?
Well, you know, it's been pretty cool because we get a chance to challenge ourselves against perceived really strong teams throughout the entire country. And since I've been here, you know, we've beaten whether it's Mississippi State or DePaul or Arizona State, you know, and those are great experiences for our guys to have memories about over the course of time. And also a little bit of an indicator like, yo, basketball is legit at Lehigh and we can play and we can strap it up against just about anybody. But, you know, another dual purpose of it is we get a chance to take our guys home. You know, like I said, we have people who come from different parts of the country. So when they make that decision to fly over all these other schools to come to Lehigh, it's nice when we have the opportunity to be able to take them back home and let their family, their friends, their loved one kind of share in that experience. That's part of the reason we're going to Des Moines, Iowa to play Drake. We got one of our players, you know, one side of his family is from there. So he's going to have a lot of support, and they're going to take a lot of pride in being able to watch him play. We got a game against St. Mary's out of California. And, you know, they're like a top 20 team in the country this year and are really, really strong. But we've got one of our players I mentioned earlier, Jordan Cohen. Like, he's got two brothers that live in that area. So it's a chance to kind of, like, get him home and get people in front of him. So, you know, there's the competitive aspect, which we want to compete against some of the best, get tested to get us better for when we face our league opponent. And then there's also that little intangible aspect of being able to help guys have a pretty cool experience and allowing people who care about them to share in, you know, kind of their journey of the season.
Now, Coach, since you all have been good for a while, do you have a hard time getting people to schedule you? I can only imagine people don't want to play you at home for sure, and they're kind of skeptical playing you at their place as well, because knowing how good you've been over the past few years there.
Well, I'm laughing because it's actually funny. It came up and approached this season. The answer is, yeah, it becomes not only challenging but frustrating. We had a signed contract with an opponent, and I got a call after this contract signed months later. It's like, hey, we don't want to play you anymore. You're just too good. And I'm like, well, we're the same team we were before we signed the contract. Why do we enter into this agreement? Like, I thought a contract meant something. They're like, no, we don't want to take that chance. So, you know, I guess that comes with the territory of having a program that's had credibility and had sustained credibility for a long period of time. And, you know, I'd rather have a scheduling problem than, let's say, a recruiting problem, because we're not very attractive, where somebody doesn't perceive they have a chance to win and to combine it with a great degree.
Yes, and the last one I got for you, Coach, is Coach's question. Who are some guys really impacted you in your career to make you the coach of the person you are today?
Well, some of the most notable people for me are people that nobody would recognize. You know, my dad was a coach. I grew up in Michigan. He actually won a national championship, was named National Coach of the Year at the junior college level. So I grew up kind of learning the game and learning why he approached things the way he did and how he was really he would really try to help the young men that he was with. My high school coach was a big influence for me. You know, my first Division I coaching job was with Fran McCaffrey. I was volunteering as a director of basketball operations. I learned the basketball business from Coach Fran, who's now at Iowa. Billy Taylor is somebody that I have a great deal of respect for. He's currently an assistant coach at Iowa, but has been a Division I head coach and a former head coach here at Lehigh. So I've been fortunate to work with those people. And I also had a really unique experience. When I was living in North Carolina, I was at High Point University. And I had the luxury of working for a coach that was older, really experienced and mature. And his name was Jerry Steele. And he had a life perspective about the profession. And he could take a young guy like me, put his arm around me and say, hey, let me tell you some of the life lessons I've learned now that I'm more on the twilight end of the career. And this is something for you to think about. So, you know, in every experience that I've been in, I certainly want to learn. Fortunate to be around some brilliant people that have really cared about me and wanted to help me. So I'm just really, you know, thankful for those type of opportunities.
Well, Coach Reed, it was a pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad to have you on the show. Look forward to the rest of what you're going forward. Have you on more down the road. And best of luck to you down in Auburn and Virginia Tech, because those schools we don't cheer for in Georgia either. So best of luck to you in Auburn and Virginia Tech. Thank you so much for coming on today.
I'm happy to. Anytime we get a chance to talk some hoops and do that stuff, I love it. Let's go Lehigh Mountain Hawks.
Yes, indeed, Coach. Have a great one. Talk to you real soon now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, it's Brett Reed on the Ball Fan Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
right, folks, back in the Gerald the Boss Man show here with the coach of the Miami, Ohio Redhawks, a good friend of the show, Jack Owens. Coach Owens, how's life up there with the Redhawks, man?
It's great, man. It's great. All is well.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, as you're heading to year three leading the Redhawks, so what do you feel like has been your greatest accomplishment since you took over this program in 2017?
Well, you know what? Just establish a culture of a winning culture. I think we have a group of guys now that are completely bought in to playing the right way and playing for Miami. And I truly believe, we would take a step forward in the win-loss column just because of that.
And I think, Coach, as well, year three, the player development piece, getting guys stronger with the strength coaches, the on-court coaching with the player development coaches and yourself and assistant coaches on your staff as well, going to help young men now who know your system, know you have a culture established, like you said, have bought fully into it and are ready to get better in an attack, which was April, May, June, July, August, September, and as you're heading November and startup next week, the guys really bought into that. I feel like you have a great chance this year. So how is getting those guys ready to get ready for that, develop those guys, been for you and your staff?
It's been good. You know what? Just to be honest with you, we don't have to show up to practice and coach effort, energy. Our guys are showing up now and they're competing. You played the game. You know the deal. We're at this stage now where they're ready to play somebody else. Because when you go through the summer like we did and now the fall, and obviously we started earlier, because when we played, it was mid-October when the first practice. And we've been going since the end of September. Our guys are ready to play against someone else. And I'm looking forward to seeing these guys go out there and lay it on the line.
Yes, indeed. And coming off of last year's 15-win season, what are you and your staff really prioritize this offseason about getting the program better, getting the team better? So what did you all kind of really prioritize this offseason that you had coming in this year right here?
Just to become a more disciplined team. And you know, we've been one of the younger teams in our league, and we lost a key player right before conference, and we started conference out slow, and then we end conference that way. And we were able to pick it up a little bit in the middle there, and we had a good non-conference record. But, just getting guys to become disciplined and those kind of things and finish out games. Because when you're young, you don't have the experience on your side. You might have enough talent, but experience is something that you just can't substitute for. And even today, we have one senior on our roster, and we have everyone else back on our team. We're still fairly a young team, but we've had guys who have played for 2 years now, 2 years for us now, who I think are going to be really good players in our league.
Yes, Coach, like I said, we talked about it on the show, being older really helps you at the major level, because when you're old at the right time, you can coach over those younger teams who are one-and-done teams, and you've been through the fires together. You're going in year three. They know the system. They know the calls, know what you expect. They've repeated these plays, repeated these schemes multiple times, multiple film sessions, multiple talks with you guys in your office. I feel like you're primed for a great year because of this, what you've established so far in your first 2 years there at Miami.
Yes, I appreciate that. But yeah, we lay great groundwork, and we have guys who believe in Nike Sabande, Devontae Brown, Isaiah Coleman-Lance, Bam Bowman. You know, I can go down the list of guys who have played 2 years for us, and now it's going to be in their third year with us. Just, you know, like you said, terminology to how we do things, offensive, defensively. Even how we travel and how to prepare on the road and those kind of things, they've been through it. So we're not at ground level anymore. We're guys that have been through it, and we're expecting these guys to take that next step. And, you know, we won 15 games here, 16 games. Hopefully, you know, we can get it up there and win more games and just continue to build this program and get it going in the right direction.
And I feel, Coach, like I said, Miami of Ohio is a known brand. It's a known school with a brand. I feel like that young men are going to see the success you've had, what you've built, and want to come play there, whether it be from right in the Midwest, down here in Atlanta, out west, out south, southwest, even up east there, that they want to come play for you because they know you've been with great people in your career. They see what you're building there. And I feel like that, hey, even the guys in Ohio, when I get looked at by Ohio State, maybe, or the bigger schools in the state, will say, hey, let me go to Miami because they have a chance they have to build something great there, have great coaching, a great support system. They can be okay. So is that how you guys feel about what you've established there so far in your time building relationships in the state and beyond there?
Absolutely. The state of Ohio is a great state. It has really good players. Even the surrounding states from Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, all these states are really, really good. And we've done a good job of building relationships and just trying to lay the groundwork of, you know, you can come here and achieve all of your dreams. And, you know, you got to have two dreams, one through education. And obviously a Miami degree carries a lot of weight and it's a great degree. And then on the basketball side, you're talking about great tradition where we have the most MAC championships in our conference and all the, you know, the pros from Ron Harper to Wally Zerbiak. If you want to go back to Wayne Emery, you know, there's a lot of pros who have come through here and, you know, we just want to continue to build and grow, you know, as a staff, a team, a program, and just continue to push the envelope forward and get this place back to their winning ways.
And coach, I had a forum last week with high school players, and I mentioned your program as well. I mentioned Radford as well as another program. I mentioned Dayton because I feel like young men here in Georgia seem to only get stuck on Georgia schools. And I try to get them to say, hey, there's some great young coaches out here, middle-aged coaches who are African-American who can really help you. Even Rick Ray, a friend of yours, Simo as well. I mentioned his program as well. There's guys who walked in your shoes as young black men here in Georgia who knows how to play the game of basketball, can help you to become better husbands, businessmen, whatever you choose to go in life. But you can learn more and you can grow more if you leave the state of Georgia and play for a great coach. And I know if you have a black male coach, it'll resonate with you even well. So I want to let you know I reached out to this forum I did last week about you and your program. And I feel like young black men need to have a young black coach as well. I know we have Rob and Amir here now, but I still feel like young men should maybe explore outside of Georgia and grow up some and become back better men for it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And you know, it's a great opportunity here. And like you said, Rob Lanier, a friend of mine, Rick Ray, you know, when you go outside your area, and no matter where you go, the one thing that I talk about is the relationship part in recruiting, you know, having a relationship and then taking that next step if you decide to come to Miami or Southeast Missouri State or schools like that, you know, you want to point. It's not just about the next 4 or 5 years. I think the things you hit on are important about becoming a husband, you know, where you're a father to your kids and you're getting a degree and you're being productive, living productive lives, and those kind of things are very important. You know, we talk about the next 40 to 50 years with our guys because, don't get me wrong, I want to win all the games that we play, but the big picture for me is guys going on and being successful once they leave here. You know, obviously we're not going to enable them. You know, we're going to be on them to get their degree. But at the same time, I want guys to come here and have a great quality experience here at Miami and go on and live great and have great lives. So you hit it right on the head, man. I would love for guys to come here and give us a shot here in Ohio.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, I look at your schedule. Outside of those MAC games, I see how many trip to Louisville right down the road from you guys and an exempt tournament you're going to play in on some quality mid-major matchups. And I think these games are good for your brand as well. So what are your thoughts on the non-conference schedule, maybe getting some guys back home who would get to play in front of their friends and family, also kind of push – kind of sow some seeds of people in different parts of the country about Miami as well by playing these games that you decided to play this year before you jumping into that MAC play there.
Absolutely. The tournament down you mentioned in Florida is going to be a great tournament. We open up You know, great. They won the Missouri Valley, and it's going to be a great game for us. And you mentioned the Louisville game, obviously a top five team in the country, and that. And then you talk about playing Bradley here at home, who was an NCAA tournament team. Then, you know, we played Northern Kentucky. We open up with Wright State. All those teams I mentioned have the chance of winning their conference and going on and playing in the NCAA tournament. So we think our non-conference schedule is definitely going to get us ready for conference play. We know how tough it is to win in our league and win on the road. But we're looking forward to the challenge of all those games and giving it our best shot for sure.
Well, Coach Owens, I'm definitely looking forward to you having a great year. I had on Coach Ray as well, and Coach Anthony Grant, and Coach Mike Jones at Radford, and Coach Stewart at UGT. I'm trying to have as many of my black coaches on as possible, give you guys a platform for the year start so people can hear about your programs and understand. We lost a lot of coaches as African-American this past carousel, but I want to make sure that we still have some here who are alive and kicking very well and give you guys a shot to come play for your program as well. So I want to definitely have your own followers. You can hear about your program once more and wish you best luck this year going forward and talk to you again down the road as well, Coach Owens.
Absolutely. Thanks for this opportunity, man. Wish you the best. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, folks. It's Jack Owens here on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWheel24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind, ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, everyone's back here on Gerald the Boss Man Show. We're here with Jason Hooten, the coach of the Sam Houston State Bearcats, here with me on the Boss Man Show out of the Southland Conference. I first had a practice. Coach Hooten, first of all, how was practice today, man? Did they get after it for today for you?
Well, it was okay today. I actually, I think I may have cracked one of my ribs on Friday demonstrating a drill. And so I was having a hard time today raising my voice. So, you know, they say that the team usually, they usually practice about the way the coach's personality is, and mine's usually pretty aggressive and pretty intense, and today wasn't quite as intense because I just had a hard time raising my voice without my rib hurting pretty bad. So, but we've had some pretty good practices. I would say today was day 25, and if I had to, you know, say whether it was a good or bad practice, I would say that right now we've probably had 22 out of 25 pretty good days.
Well, that's pretty good here with the games kicking off next week here, Coach. So I want to talk to you about the player development piece first with your coach. I have noticed that the biggest thing for guys at the major level is developing their guys. You want to recruit guys that you can – they'll develop or blossom in that junior, senior, so you can be old at the right time to be good, to make some noise out there. Like, you had 21 wins last year as well. So in that April, May, June, July, August, September, here in October, who are some guys you want to kind of point out who really developed grail for you, got stronger mentally, physically, and emotionally, and just the whole planning of trying to develop your team individually and as a whole team as well?
Well, our philosophy is normally – you know, we run a four-out, kind of a four-out ball screen motion. And so with our player development, we feel like the way we approach it is we try to get our guys better individually, and everything that we do fits into our scheme. So, you know, if we're working on ball handling or footwork or shooting or whatever, that fits into our ball screen motion. You know, guys that can dribble, pass, and shoot, you know, guys that, you know, can shoot off of, you know, any type of catch or off the bounce or, you know, driving kicks or, you know, those are all things that fit into our offense. So on a daily basis, we're working our skill. We're trying to get our guys better individually. And collectively, we feel like at the same time, it's fitting into our scheme of how we want to play. And you know, I've got some really good coaches, a great staff. You know, just hired a young man that played at Oklahoma State named Phil Forte. He was a great player in the Big 12. And he's done a great job of helping our guys get better. He obviously was a tremendous shooter. I've got another young man named Andre Owens who's been the head coach at Western Texas College, just hired him. He was a really good player at UT San Antonio when they were in the Southland Conference, and he was a great all-conference player, and he's done a really good job of helping our guys get better as well. But I do think that's where it starts. You know, it starts with that player development, as you said, those months of, you know, March and April and May, you know, when the season's over. We do a really good job, I think, of making our guys and helping our guys get better. And in essence, you know, it's turned out to be really good for us, and we've had pretty good teams here.
And I feel like, Coach, what you've established is at Sam Houston State here, Coach, is that you can recruit 66 different types of players, whether it be a grad transfer, a transfer for a while, a JUCO guy, you can get a prep guy as well if you want to, international guy, and a high school senior that you want to save a redshirt a year and see them develop, get stronger and develop in that, that sophomore year, that junior year, but a senior in the classroom, but a junior on the court year. So you can, like I said, keep the balance of the classes as well, keep the program sustainable for years to come.
I think that's why we've had success. I mean, it's a really good point by you. You know, over the years, we've had a little bit of everything. You know, this team last year that won a championship, you know, we had four high school guys basically on that team, and two of those four had been here 5 years. And, you know, we had redshirted those guys. They had continued to get stronger and get better. You know, we took a four-year transfer on that team and sat him a year, so he was here 4 years. He had three to play. And then we took a transfer that we had recruited really, really hard out of high school, and we lost him to the Big West. You know, he went to San Diego, and they had a coaching change, and then he was here. He sat a year and played two, so he was here 3 years. So we had two guys here, five, one four, and one three. And I just think that, you know, that chemistry those guys formed and, you know, the culture that we've built here, you know, it just says a lot. And, you know, like this year, I mean, we took a couple of junior college guys, but we took a four-year transfer from North Texas that got immediately eligible. And then we took a grad transfer from Elon. And so we got a great mixture again on this team. And, you know, I'm excited about that. And I think that that's what we've done to be successful. And I hope that we can continue to have that same type of format.
Now, Coach Hooten, head into year 10 leading the Bearcats, what do you feel like has been your greatest accomplishment since you took over this job in 2010?
I think our greatest accomplishment here in this time is just what we've sustained. I think the success that we sustained, you know, it's hard to win. It's hard to have a championship year. But I think the thing I'm most proud of is that in 9 years, you know, we've finished maybe once. We've finished worse than fourth. We've been fourth or better every year. And, you know, to me, making the conference tournament every year, you know, graduating all of our guys, you know, that team last year, you know, two of those guys had already graduated and were working on a master's degree. So I think we've just built a program. We've built a culture. We've built something that is sustainable. And, you know, year in and year out, I don't think we've been a one-hit wonder. I think it's something where every year we line up and we feel like that we're playing for a championship. And that's, to me, probably what I'm most proud of.
And, you know, I think people confuse Texas coaches for, you know, football state. I know it's a big thing for high school football, college football, and NFL, of course. But in my opinion, it's also a basketball state as well. But so many good programs in the state of Texas and Southland Conference, of course, as well. So how do you go about marketing yourself in the program, finding that niche within the state of Texas and beyond, of course, because you're a national brand, because San Francisco State is known nationally. I have gals who talked about it when I said I'm having the show, people who talked to me about it. So, okay, y'all know about this university, which is good. Maybe they feel good about you and your program about that. But how do you go about finding that niche in Texas, where it's big on football, and finding guys who fit that program and that mold you want to have in the culture you've built there heading into year 10?
Well, I think that, you know, you're helping that today by letting me be on the Bossman show. I mean, you know, I think that's great recognition for our program. And, you know, and I just think that what we've done is we've built a brand. You know, you're right. I believe the Southland Conference is probably one of the most underrated conferences basketball-wise in the country. You know, a great example is our young man from Elon. You know, when he got here, you know, he came in my office and he said, "Coach, I had no idea that your team would be this talented." And, you know, I mean, Elon's a good league. That league is really good. There's a lot of great teams in that league over there. And so I think our league is more athletic than people think. I think it's better than the recognition that maybe it deserves. And, you know, I think we just have to keep winning and, you know, keep recruiting student athletes that can come here and continue our brand and, you know, and help our league. And then once the conference is over, yeah, I think you have to go represent. You know, last year we went to the NIT, New Orleans beat us in the conference tournament, and we ended up going to the NIT, and, you know, we were right neck and neck with TCU for 38 minutes of the game. And, you know, I think that showing and, you know, going and beating those kind of people and, you know, going and playing well on that kind of stage is what gives our league recognition and what gives Sam Houston State recognition.
And, Coach, one of my missions with this show is to give guys like you a platform to talk to the young men here in Georgia, because when I was in college, played college sports, Coach, I went to school in Tennessee. I'm originally from Florida because I want to leave home so I could become a man and grow and feel some adversity if I had a mom and dad right in my backyard to get me out of trouble or get me out of a jam. So I'll try to give young men here in Georgia an idea that there's more to just Georgia Tech, Georgia, Kennesaw State, Georgia State, and Mercer, or Georgia Southern. There's more than those six schools in the state of Georgia that you can go anywhere in the country. If you play good basketball, get a good education, play for a good coach, and become a better person, come back to Georgia, a better man, a better husband, a better lawyer, a better doctor, whatever you choose to do. But you can leave here and still get accomplished with what you want to accomplish without being babied, per se.
Well, another great point by you. I mean, there are a million good schools out there. Obviously, we feel, you know, that we've got a great school and a great university here and a tremendous education. And, you know, but you're right. I mean, there are. And you know, sometimes getting away from home and, you know, just looking inside that little small box is easy for people to do. It's hard to get away, and it's hard to look outside this box, so to speak. But, you know, if you look at our roster, you know, we've had a lot of success from the South. And, you know, right now, currently we've got, you know, a couple guys from Alabama and Mississippi. And, you know, we've had guys from Georgia and, you know, probably one of the better players I've ever coached was from the state of Georgia. And so, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, trying to get away and trying to find, you know, the good program that fits you. You know, it doesn't matter where it's at. It's about a fit. It's about a style of play. How do you want to play? You know, what type of coach do you want to play for? You know, what type of education do you want to get? And, you know, I think all those things are important when you start to make a decision.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, looking at your schedule, I see you have a high-major road game, Mississippi State, but a lot of quality mid-major matchups. So making a schedule, Coach, I'm pretty sure it's hard to get people to want to play you because you've been good for so long. I know guys probably like, nah, we don't want to play y'all. You're all too good. But I see that the schedule you have is going to set you all up to win with that tough Southland play that's coming up as well and probably get some of your guys home a little bit so I can play in front of their friends and family as well.
No doubt. I mean, to be honest with you, scheduling is the hardest. It's the hardest thing to do here. It's really hard for us to get home games and to get quality opponents to come here and play us in Johnson Coliseum. But, you know, that preseason schedule gets you right. You know, last year it was a beast. You know, we did a lot of traveling, and our record wasn't the greatest going into the league. But, you know, we got on a roll and ended up winning 14 games in a row. And, you know, and I contribute that to our preseason schedule. And this year won't be no different. I mean, you know, going to Mississippi State and, you know, we got to go out and play San Francisco and Cal Bakersfield. And we got to go play Central Michigan. You know, got to go play UT Rio Grande at their place. We've got a lot of tough games. You know, we've got a hard road game or a home game here with a return game from Louisiana Tech, who's got a great team. So, you know, there's a lot going on that schedule. And, you know, and as you said, I mean, you use that schedule to prepare you for your league, which when it's all said and done, we try to tell our guys there's three seasons. There's a preseason, there's a conference season, and if you're lucky enough, you know, there's a postseason. And that's what we always try to work hard for and why we play such a tough preseason schedule.
Yes, indeed, because like you said, you can have the best year in the world and end up in the NIT, which is not a bad thing, but you want to really get to the big dance. And that conference tournament that you guys play is so crucial and key that the guys peak at that time right there. Because if you have a one misstep or one misplay, one lapse on defense and one misassignment, whatever, that can cost you your chance to go to the where you really want to go. Then I'll a good conversation prize, but you're going to make that big dance to get in that big bracket there.
No doubt. I mean, last year, you know, that happened to us. You know, we had an unbelievable season, and with 2 weeks left in the season, we clinched the number one seed in the conference championship, which is, is unheard of. I mean, we still had four games left. And, you know, I don't know. You know, you look back as a coach and, you know, did we peak too soon or, you know, what the case was. But, you know, you got to give New Orleans a credit. We got in the tournament. They played a really good game. We had just played them 2 weeks prior and beat them at their place. And, you know, and we, you know, picked a night probably to give them credit, though. Their defense was great. But we picked a night where we missed a lot of shots that we've been making all year. And, you know, they ended up beating us 79-76, and that was it. And, you know, again, we ended up going to the NIT. But you're right. You got to be peaking at the right time. You know, your team's got to be tough. You got to be gritty. You got to be able to overcome adversity. And you got to get a little lucky. There's no doubt about that. You got to have some luck on your side as well.
You got that right, Coach. And last one I got for you is this. I like to ask Coach's question. Who are some guys in the business that really helped you out a lot, personally, professionally, to make you the coach you are today? Because I know in the business is real close. You know, I go sometimes to the Final Four and talk to coaches, or I can see them at the Peach Jam when it comes to Atlanta, when that was big, before they changed the rules here. But, you know, I know that you guys are real close. Even though you're competing against each other, y'all are real close as well. So, what are some guys who really usually lean on and really has your back, really helped you in this business of coaching over the past few years that you've been in it? So long.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, you know, my mentor, he's coached at Tarleton State. He's the athletic director there now, and he's stepped down as a coach, but he's got over, you know, 700 wins. And, you know, just a guy that I probably wouldn't be here today without him. And, you know, just such a great basketball mind. And they're going Division I actually next year. And, you know, he's the athletic director there now. And then, of course, Bob Marlin, who was the head coach here, that's at Louisiana Lafayette now. You know, he hired me here as an assistant in 2004 and left in 2010 for Lafayette when I got the head job here. And, you know, and then just guys that I talk to daily, you know, one of my best friends is the head coach at the University of Texas, El Paso, Rodney Terry. You know, Rodney and I are a guy that, you know, we talk and bounce things off of. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that are my friends that have been out there and have done great things in the business. You know, Coach Barnes is a real good friend of mine, and, you know, Buzz Williams at A&M, you know, he and I kind of came up together. And, you know, there's a lot of guys. And I think that as a coach, not talking and not listening to other people and trying to, you know, I had a couple of high school coaches here 2 days ago. You know, one of them's close to winning 1,000 games. He came to watch our practice, and, you know, just sitting there and talking to him in a 15-minute stretch, there's no telling how much stuff I learned and picked up from a guy like that, you know, is just such a great coach and, you know, has won so many games. So I don't know if it matters level. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of great coaches on every level, Division III, Division II, junior college, you know, high school coaches, prep school coaches, you know, AAU coaches. I think it's smart for us in this business to lean on each other and to listen and to learn and, you know, watch each other play and, you know, watch games. Heck, I watch NBA and, you know, college games every night, you know, and pick up stuff, whether it be a play or, you know, whether a guy's guarding a screen a certain way. Or I just think that, you know, you just can't quit learning in this business.
You got that right, Coach Hooten. I'll tell you what, Coach, it's great to get you on the show finally, man. It's very enjoyable. I'll do it again real soon to talk some ball with you and best luck to you in non-con and in the South of the Conference. We'll talk to you before that for sure, Coach. I enjoyed this. We got to do it again real soon.
No, hey, thank you for having me on, and I'd love to be on again.
All right, Coach. Have a good one now.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
All right, Justin Hooten on the Boss Man Show, people.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blu Ray Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey, parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind, ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer, all the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.